Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, welcome to your Hollywood Crime Scene mini episode.
Hello.
Hi. Let's just get this first story out of the way because you know what it's about.
I can guess.
Well, our listener Emily emailed this story in because it reminded her of us. So thank you for that. I was laughing my ass off when I saw the headline after I clicked on the link. And this is out of Fox LA. It's a local story.
Wow.
DoorDash driver defecates in customer's residential lobby after dropping off order.
Wait, in the lobby?
In the lobby of her apartment building.
Oh, wow.
So this, okay. This is from Los Angeles. It says a DoorDash driver in Southern California was seen on surveillance video using a customer's residential building lobby as a toilet after dropping off an order. The building manager of a Brentwood apartment building was contacted by a resident in the building saying that there was feces all over the lobby of the 19-unit building. When the building manager checked the surveillance video, she was shocked to see a DoorDash delivery driver using a trash can in her building's lobby to take a dump.
Okay, but how did it get all over the place?
The customer says, "What I saw, I could not unsee. I was flabbergasted at what I saw." Lisa Stanley, who was the DoorDash customer for the delivery, she let it go. You know what they say, when you gotta go, you gotta go. And boy, did she ever.
Was it a woman?
It's a woman.
Who did the pooping?
Who did the pooping.
Oh, wow. For some reason, that made it cooler to me. I don't know why.
I mean, this woman really must have had to go, right?
Look, I can imagine that job is very difficult and you probably don't, they don't invite you in to use the bathroom at these restaurants, probably.
Like, right.
You probably can't get a chance to go. And I feel like if she pooped in the garbage can, that's sort of like, yeah, I mean, it's not what we all, wait.
This is a still image from the video.
Oh, she literally hoisted herself up over the little hole and pooped like it. I mean, it does look like a toilet in her defense.
Well, it's not. It's clearly not because it's in the lobby. But I mean, something.
No, I didn't really think it was a toilet. I'm just saying it was the garbage can with the hole on top. I like that
they blurred the poop. She also, I mean, there's like.
I thought when I heard the headline, wait, I need to zoom in. When I heard the headline, oh, I see, it's a video. When I heard the headline, I thought that she shit on the floor, like,
oh no.
So she shit in the garbage. I just feel like that's a little, I feel bad for her because she probably had to really go.
So this had to have been some kind of an emergency. I can't imagine. I don't know.
I don't think this is her regular thing that
let's
she
hope,
does.
Let's hope not. This is, it continues. You're four steps away from outside where there's a bush or your car, or I don't know, but not the lobby of a Brentwood apartment building.
Well, I don't care that it's Brentwood. What's her name? Stacy?
It's Lisa.
Lisa. Okay.
This is a health issue. You have a human being who's taking a poop in the middle of her job in a lobby of an apartment building and then resuming her job, which is delivering and touching food.
That's a good point.
She made some points.
That's a good point.
She made some
points. I didn't think about that. Because how's she washing her hands?
She's not.
She could be using whatever, that disinfectant. But still.
That's not enough.
No, it's not
enough.
That's
not enough.
I agree. She needs to be in a bathroom to wash her hands.
I don't want our listeners to think that we are apologists for this woman who pooped in the lobby of a Brentwood apartment complex. But I would like to know more about what's going on.
I am not an apologist, but I feel like I hope she's okay.
I hope she's okay.
Like, I hope this is not a normal thing and this was an emergency and that she doesn't get in trouble.
Oh, this woman that it happened to is verified on Twitter.
Oh, really?
She went off. Lisa Stanley. She said, it says, When she contacted the DoorDash support through the app to alert them what happened, the company sent her a response saying in part, "Thank you for your patience and I hope you're doing well. We do not condone this type of action and are currently investigating this with the information provided." And she was outraged.
That it was like a form reply.
Yeah, she said, "Really? Because this is what your people sent me yesterday when we told them." Oh, and then... I don't know. There's like a I could read the whole tweet thread, but I'm
it's
not
fine.
Time.
I don't need to hear her.
No.
Thread. Look, I think of all the ways she could have done it, this was the cleanest. She didn't just shit in a potted plant in the lobby.
Right.
It was right in the garbage can.
At least it was in the garbage.
No one was touching this. Like outside of washing her hands, I don't think it was like this. Hazmat suit cleanup, like you just tie the garbage off and throw it away. Like people probably throw their dog shit bags in there all the time, right?
The DoorDash official went on to say that the driver associated with her delivery is no longer able to deliver with DoorDash. Details of all investigations are kept private. The company refunded her order and added an additional $20 credit to her account, as well as refunded the Dasher's tip. So...
I need to know the Dasher story. I'm sorry.
I want to hear her story.
Me too.
What caused, what, why did she do this?
And maybe there are circumstances where she's working that they don't let her go to the bathroom.
Will we hear about those Amazon workers?
Yeah. So I would like to know what her opinion is. And maybe DoorDash needs to treat their drivers better or have a place for them to go.
There should be a place for them. They should at least be allowed to use the restaurant that they pick up
the
orders
from.
Well,
and I bet you there's some restaurants who don't let them in.
Right.
I'm just saying I'm not 100% dogging this driver yet.
Yeah.
Because maybe there are circumstances being a driver for DoorDash that they need some space and personal time to go to the bathroom safely.
We don't know the whole story. We would like to know the story. So, yeah, if you are the
come
woman,
on the pod,
come on, we'll have you on the podcast.
Absolutely.
You're local.
Yeah.
So the invitation is open. We have a toilet here.
Absolutely.
If you have to go.
We encourage your use of it.
Our next story. This is a man after my own heart. The story is from China. Man banned from all-you-can-eat barbecue for eating too much.
The dream.
This is from BBC News. It says a Chinese food live streamer said he had been blacklisted from a grill buffet restaurant for eating too much. The man, known only as Mr. Kang, told Hunan TV that he was banned from the Handadi Seafood Barbecue Buffet in Changsha City after a series of binges. He ate 1.5 kilograms of pork trotters during his first visit and 3.5 kilograms to 4 kilograms of prawns on another visit.
Is that like, what is a kilogram? Like
okay,
a pound?
I looked it up. 1.5 kilograms is like 3.3 pounds.
Of shrimp.
Pork.
Oh, pork.
So that's like almost, that's like twice.
That's
almost
a lot.
Twice. So if he ate up to 4 kilograms of prawns, he ate like 8 pounds of prawns.
Holy shit. I don't even know if I could do that.
Right.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of prawns.
I love this guy. He's like the Chinese Homer Simpson.
It totally is the Homer.
Remember when Homer got kicked out of the seafood buffet?
Yeah, and then he sued them.
Yeah.
Mr. Kang said the restaurant is discriminatory against people who can eat a lot.
It's like, it's their best customer, it's their worst customer. Because who wants to go to a buffet but people who can eat a lot?
Yeah. Like, he says, I can eat a lot. Is that a fault? He said, adding that he didn't waste any of the food.
That's true.
That's good. But the restaurant owner told the same reporter that Mr. Kang was putting him out of pocket. Every time he comes here, I lose a few hundred yuan. Even when he drinks soy milk, he can drink 20 to 30 bottles. When he eats the pork trotters, he consumes the whole tray of them.
What is pork trotters?
I don't know. I've never had it before. I think it's like an intestine, maybe. I'm looking it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just haven't heard that word.
It just sounds like it's... Okay. Oh, of course. It's a pig's foot.
Oh, trotters. That's so cute. That is really cute. Damn, he ate 3 pounds? I mean, if they have bones in them, that's not that much, probably.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? So the owner of the restaurant continued... When he eats pork trotters, he consumes the whole tray of them. And for prawns, usually people use tongs to pick them up. He uses a tray to take them all. That's literally what Homer Simpson did.
He uses a tray to take them all.
He just picks up the tray.
Usually people use tongs. I love this guy.
I do too.
Imagine the actual fucking balls to eat this way. I don't know what you can eat. Like, I would never, I'd still have some kind of shame about me. Like,
of course.
But that, just to go in and be like, yep, I paid $4.99 and I'm going to eat 3 pounds of shrimp.
I admire him. If it says,
it's crazy.
It says all you can eat.
Look, I totally agree. I just don't have the nerve to do it.
No. But I understand why this guy would be like, what? Just because I can eat a lot?
Yeah.
You shouldn't say all you can eat. You should say all you can eat up to this much.
Right. And I would imagine you have people like this worked into your math to make up for the people who just eat a regular amount.
Right.
You should, right?
Right. I'm going to look this guy up. Mr. Kang.
Is Mr. Kang the eater or the owner?
Mr. Kang is the eater. Okay. I don't know if there's a picture of him. There has to be somewhere. Oh, here he is.
Oh,
he's just a dude.
He's a very average looking younger guy. For some reason, I imagined him older.
I thought he would be older too. Like he'd been training for 30 years.
Or he doesn't like some people live a long time and they have really weird eating habits. Like I remember meeting this really old Haitian woman once and she's like, all I eat is pork fat.
Mm.
I know it sounds, but that was like, she's like, all I eat.
That's
she's
it.
Pounds and pounds of pork fat. And I was like, okay. Like,
and she was like old and
yeah, really old. So that was what she ate.
So yeah. So this guy, I mean, obviously he's young, he's a live streamer, right? So, look, Mr. Kang, you're also welcome to come on the pod.
Come on the pod.
Explain yourself. Here's a story out of CBS Minnesota. This guy got in trouble at the airport.
Is this the guy who jerked off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you hear this story?
I saw the headline. It was like, he jerked off. He had a few other things he did.
He said, it's a free country.
Yeah.
Man threatens TSA agent's life, throws checkpoint stanchion.
There we go.
He throws checkpoint stanchion, strips naked, and masturbates.
Yeah. Look, when it ends in masturbation, you've gone too far.
Telling agents he did not have to stop because, quote, it's a free country. A 44-year-old Minneapolis man is charged with threatening TSA workers at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. The charges state he also swung a stanchion line post before throwing it at agents.
A what post?
It's like, you know, those velvet ropes.
Yes.
The stanchion is...
That's what... I just never knew what they were called.
It's the pole.
Okay, yeah.
Look, I learned that this year.
Stanchion.
Yeah. So then he took off his clothes and masturbated.
Imagine thinking that's what freedom was.
It's a free
country.
What
did they ask him to do? What was he protesting? Like wearing a mask or something?
I have no idea. Okay. It says the Hennepin County's attorney's office has filed a complaint against Frank Towers. Investigators say that the incident happened at the Skyway checkpoint early last Friday morning. Towers allegedly told one of the TSA employees that he was going to, quote, kill them. Officers gave him commands to stop and move away from the checkpoint, which he did not abide. The charges state that when Towers was then that's when Towers was tasered. He then swung his arms above his head in an attempt to hit an officer. Backup officers handcuffed Towers and took him into custody while he continued to fight them. Oh, there's surveillance footage of this, I guess.
So he has some mental health issues.
He has to. He was headbutting TV screens at the airport, uh-huh. Taking his clothes off and masturbating. It's the masturbating that really puts it over the edge.
I think that's definitely a thing that's unique to men. Masturbating when very angry.
What? Is this scientific?
Yeah,
this is definitely backed by science.
Look, this is anecdotal evidence. I just feel like I've heard a few incidents where people are going off the rails and they start masturbating at some point.
Like,
I've never heard a woman do that. Like, start vigorously fingering herself.
No, like the Coney guy.
Yes. Yes, the Coney guy. I mean, they always have other issues going on. I don't think every guy does that.
Right.
But it's like, that is sort of the final sort of... the crescendo. It's like whipping your dick out and masturbating to relieve. It's like the pressure valve.
I think so.
Because it's like they need to calm to calm themselves down. I mean, we don't need, it's not fair to us, the viewers, or the standby.
Well, this guy, here's his mugshot. He looks embarrassed about what he did. He must have came.
Look at his one side of his hair. I'm sorry. Did you see one side of his hair?
Yeah.
That's a guy who lost his shit. Because one side is smooth and one side looks like Krusty the Clown.
Yeah.
It's completely like... Or Rick and Morty, like what that guy, that spiky hair on the side.
I don't know what's going on with
it's
this
very,
guy.
It's very something about Mary. So maybe he did come and he spiked his hair on one side. No idea.
Okay. And our next story is...
That's not our next
that's
story,
Melon. That's not our next...
Keep
you
out
hear
of it.
That. That's not what we're talking about today, Melon. This is out of People magazine. Kristen Stewart wants Guy Fieri to officiate her wedding.
Ooh.
It, look, if I was a celebrity and had that kind of pull, I would
have. Why wouldn't you?
I would absolutely want Guy Fieri to officiate my wedding.
And do some catering.
Of course.
Do the appetizers.
Can you imagine?
Like the past hors d'oeuvres.
He would probably do such a good like bachelor party.
Oh, yeah.
Catering the bachelor party and like all those wings and stuff.
Wings and like psycho jalapeno poppers or something.
Wait, like the ass blasting nachos.
Ooh. Is that one of his?
I'm just made it yeah. up, but it could
no,
be.
No, people love ass blasting stuff.
Kristen Stewart is kicking her wedding planning into high gear, and she already has an idea of who she wants to officiate her upcoming nuptials to fiancé Dylan Meyer. The Spencer actress joked on Sirius XM's The Howard Stern Show Tuesday morning that she and Meyer want Food Network chef Guy Fieri to be there when they say I do. Stewart told Howard Stern that she and Meyer would likely officiate the wedding themselves, but admitted, we did hear that Guy Fieri from the Food Network officiates a lot of gay weddings. That is true, Desi. Guy Fieri's officiated like 100 gay weddings.
I mean, he would definitely do it if they asked.
Of course he would.
So I don't know why they're pussyfooting around. They should just ask him.
Like I said, if I had this kind of pull, I would... Oh, it says here, Guy Fieri, 53, made headlines in 2015 when he officiated 101 gay weddings in Miami. So I think he did that...
So that was like a mass gay wedding, or he just did a bunch of them?
It says... The host married over 100 couples at the annual South Beach Wine and Food Festival that year in honor of his late sister, who was gay.
Aw.
So, yeah, I hope he does. I hope they get him.
I'll be interested in that celebrity wedding. That'll be good.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that's all of our news stories from this week. Let's talk about a listener email we got a few weeks ago that we forgot to do. I can't believe it because we were talking about reading this story.
I know.
I don't know how we forgot.
I actually was like, I think I was someone I said to you last week. I was like, did we ever read that? Because I feel like we talked about reading it so much. I felt like we did.
Yeah.
So I literally couldn't remember if we did or not.
We did not. This is from listener Belle. She emailed us 2 weeks ago and the subject line made me fly out of my chair.
Didn't we both tweet it out?
We both
individually.
We both individually opened this email at the exact same time and were crying. The subject line read, "I got eaten out by a ghost." Now we've talked a lot about ghost fucking on this show.
Yeah,
we have an entire episode we did about celebrity ghost fucking.
Right.
This is another level. This is foreplay.
Yeah.
Hi, Rachel and Desi. My name is Belle, and I was listening to the podcast and thought you guys might like to hear this. This was about a year ago. I am a student in the UK, so I was living in student accommodation, which means thousands of people have been living in and out of the building for years. Lots of energy's left over after they move out. I share a flat with four other girls, and we would hear people walking in the hallway outside our bedrooms at night and banging in the walls, what we thought was old pipes. Our vacuum cleaner also kept moving around seemingly by itself. I'm a ghost skeptic, so I didn't give it much thought. Until one night, I was in bed, sleeping as usual, and I woke up at around 4 a.m., disturbed by something. I don't get sleep paralysis, but this was very similar. I couldn't move my legs, and my eyes were closed shut. I began feeling the familiar sensation between my legs. I have horny dreams a lot. This was different. I could feel the sensation of a swirling tongue. I cannot begin to describe how real it felt, to the point where it made me very confused. I jolted fully awake and looked up to an empty bedroom before going back to sleep. It only hit me a few hours later when I woke up and recalled the events of the night. A ghost? I had read about ghost sex before, but I never thought it was real. I told my friends and we learned that I told my friends and we named the ghost George. He never came back and never made me come. Motherfucker.
Aw.
George, get to it.
Seriously, he got scared. No, she woke up, right? And that's when it stopped. She bolted up. So she scared George off.
Maybe she did. But she thought, yeah. Well, she was awake when it was happening. But she was like...
in a fugue state?
Fugue state?
Yeah, I'm curious.
I'd like to know more about people who've had experiences where ghosts gave them head. If you've gotten a blowjob from a ghost, if a ghost has eaten
not
you
Dan
out.
Aykroyd.
Not Dan Aykroyd in Ghostbusters. Wait, didn't that happen to him in real life too?
I mean,
or was that
he's
just
like
in the
a
movie?
He's like a ghosty alien person.
I know. That's why I feel like he's actually fucked a ghost.
I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't want to put that on him. It's not something that happened. That's weird, though. I just picture her the next night, like with her legs open, like George.
Well, thank you for writing in. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm a huge fan of Rocket Money. Not only did they help me find and cancel some of my unwanted subscriptions, in general, they've given me a great picture of my financial status and helped me save money. I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love the dashboard that shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. That's rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene.
Desi, what'd you watch this week?
This week, well, I started watching, but I didn't finish it. I'm going to finish when I get home. Gerald's Game.
Oh my God. You hadn't seen that movie?
No, I didn't see it because I don't like Dick Loving. I can't deal with it. I had to stop it before that scene happened. Okay. I'm like, what am I going to do?
I was just going to ask if you had gotten to that scene yet.
No, I haven't, but I know it's coming. I mean, it says a lot that I'm like, I know there's also like a molestation scene, but I'm like, that's fine. I can't deal with the Dick Loving. Like I can handle that.
Right.
But it's like, yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I literally do not think I can watch it. So I might have to just like la, 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 and kind of half-assedly watch it.
Yeah.
Because there's some things I can't do. That's one of them.
I totally get it.
So I will watch that when I get home. I haven't gotten to that scene yet, but there has been some disturbing things already.
Yeah.
With the dog.
I don't remember the movie, okay, except for that scene.
Yeah.
I just remember like vague things about it, but I enjoyed watching it.
I mean, I heard it's very good.
Yeah.
And that scene obviously is, everyone is very upset about it. Look, I don't know anyone who enjoys
that's
that.
That's why I won't watch that movie a second time.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of one of those things where you're like, is this scene worth the fact that literally everyone I know says the same thing? I will never watch that movie again.
Do you know what I mean? I would watch it once. I'd watch it once if I were you. You don't have to, like, you can cover your eyes during that scene. It's not like it's super long or anything.
But just the idea of it.
Oh, it's disgusting. It's horrific.
It's too, I feel things too viscerally along those lines.
Yeah.
Like, I can't deal. I also watched The Haunting of Bly Manor, the second series by that guy. Mike Flanagan. What?
It's, I don't know why it's just funny. The second series by that guy.
That guy. I have no respect for anyone. That guy, Mike Flanagan, who also did Gerald's Game.
He directed did? That.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I liked it, but I can definitely see why people didn't like it.
You're really on a Mike Flanagan kick lately.
You know why? Because it's just sometimes if you can, it's always difficult to figure out what to watch.
Yeah.
So if you can get yourself on a thing, like, I'll just watch all of his stuff.
Right.
Like, it's just easy. Right. And all of his stuff is on streaming.
Right.
So it's just, yeah, it's not that it's not a thing I chose to do. It just happened. And it's like, I like having an easy thing that I'm watching and I don't have to think about it. So, but I don't think I have anything more after this Gerald's Game. I mean, there might be some of his horror movies, but I kind of liked his series better than his horror movies.
Yeah.
Although Gerald's Game, I like outside of that one scene that I haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Like, it's a good story.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I think it's a good story too.
But I'm going to try to read a book this week that's not related to work.
What? Really?
I might.
Good for you.
You know, because I got that Libby app, the library app. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's so many books and I'm like, I haven't read a book for fun in so long. So I had like borrowed some Stephen King books.
Yeah.
Because I used to read his books when I was younger and I haven't in a very long time.
I used to read his books always. Like, I would always have a Stephen King book I was reading when I was a teenager.
I think the thing that we forget about Stephen King is his movies have a lot of sex. I mean, his books have a lot of sex in them.
Yeah.
And like, I listened to a new podcast. It's actually pretty good. So I might listen to it more. And that sort of inspired my, like, I'm going to get some Stephen King books. It's called The King Cast. It's a Fangoria podcast.
Oh,
it's very good. So each episode they discuss a book with someone of note, like a comic book author or film person, whatever. And then they'll talk about, like, if there's a movie adaptation, they'll talk about that as well. So I listened to the Gerald's Game one last night while I was like getting my steps in, and it was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I liked hearing it broken down. So I was like, yeah, I should read his books again. Like, they're easy to read.
He has a newish book. I mean, he always has a new book.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's a book I heard about that recently came out, and it's not a horror or a supernatural book, and I want to read it. I was thinking about that. That's so weird, because I was thinking about that too this week.
Oh, really?
That I haven't read a book for fun in so long, because we both read books,
right?
Literally all the time for work. It's just, I don't have time.
Yes. And sometimes, honestly, when I have a week off, it's like reading. It's like I have it too attached to work now.
Yeah.
So it's like, I need to get back where it's like reading is fun too. Like TV. It's like TV, but you read instead.
I just told Desi that for our... Look, December is a big month for us. We won't tell you yet what we're doing for December, but it's a lot, very research heavy. And I told her, I said, I just bought three books for this episode I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And I'm already overwhelmed by it, but I'm excited. I'm excited to read the books because the books look really interesting.
Yes.
But it's still, it's not like fiction I'm reading.
Yes, I think that's what it is. I read a ton of nonfiction.
Yeah.
Even when I do read something non-work, it's typically nonfiction.
Yeah.
So I would like to find a way back into fiction. And I feel like Stephen King is an easy way in because I like him and his stories are usually, he doesn't write overly flowery stuff. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just like a good story.
Yeah.
I got Dr. Sleep and I got Gerald's Game and I got I can't remember what it's called. 11/23/63.
Oh, did you watch that series?
No, I didn't watch the series and I got the book and then I saw that it was 1,000 pages. And I'm just like, okay. I'm gonna shop. Look, I'm getting back into it. I'm not going to start with 1,000-page book. Although it is a Kennedy sort of, you know, alt history, which could be interesting, but I'm just kind of like, I don't know. Did you like the series?
I did like the series.
Okay. I heard that people didn't like James Franco's casting. I don't know. So I didn't read the book. So people might've had some expectation of what they wanted.
Yeah.
So I do want to watch the series though. So that's like my big plan. Like maybe try to read this week, coming week.
Yeah.
When I'll have a little bit of time off, maybe, we'll see. If I'm not cooking tons.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting week.
Yeah. I always have these plans to read and to be honest, it never happens, but I get the books. I have a hammock too. So I'm always like, I'm going to get in my hammock and read. And then it never happens.
Right.
It sounds like a good plan. I fucking fall asleep. My eyes are tired.
Well, what kind of hammock is it? Is it the hammock that has the holes in it? Like the crochet?
Yes. Whatever. But I put blankets on it.
Okay.
It is very comfortable.
Yeah.
When you put blankies on your hammock.
Yeah.
And then you just fall asleep. That's the problem.
I haven't slept or sat in a hammock in so long. I don't know the last time I sat in a hammock was.
I love hammocks. You They're too? Very comfortable. You can just lie down and put your cozy blankets on it in a shady spot. It's nice.
Wow. See, I have one.
Yeah, of course.
Should I get one?
I think you should.
I mean, it would be stupid. Like, I don't have like a really like a yard or anything.
But you could make a nice little hammock space. Here's the thing about me. I'm very into outdoor beds. Like, I went to someone's house like 15 years ago. This is like how long ago it was. And it was like a very like well-off person. Like, yeah. They had a nice house. And she had this really ornate wooden outdoor bed with really nice linens and pillows. Ooh. In a shady spot. And I've been obsessed with that outdoor bed ever since I saw it. In fact, I bought a vintage bed at the flea market that I haven't put together because I need to get it finished and make cushions made. Because I was like, I really want an outdoor bed. So I did get a hammock because it's like the closest I could do.
Yeah.
Because I don't have enough money to like get upholstered pillows and cushions yet. Right. But I do have the vintage metal bed.
Right. That's cute.
So I just need to get that finished and get a cushion made for it.
I like that idea too.
It's really nice when the weather is cool to sit out. It's like if you're in a shady spot, it's really cozy. I don't know if you have privacy.
Right.
Like obviously not in your courtyard in an apartment building or something.
Right.
But yeah,
I don't know. Have a house.
It was like the most relaxing experience just lying in that bed. I don't know. It was very comfy. I liked it. And it looks pretty too. Like hers did especially. But so yeah, that's my goal. Maybe one day I'll do it.
Are you watching anything else?
I don't have anything on the docket. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do next.
Yeah.
After I finish this guy. That guy who does those things. I think he does have some more horror movies I could possibly watch. I think there was one on Netflix, Hush. Did you see that?
I did see Hush.
Is it bad?
I liked Hush, actually.
Okay.
I didn't know he did that.
He did a lot of movies.
What the fuck? I liked that one.
Yeah. He has a lot of movies. So I might try to hit those up. I did watch Oculus 2. Did I talk about that one?
No. What's that?
That one is pretty good. It's with a haunted mirror.
Oh. Was it a sequel?
No.
Oculus 2?
This one was just Oculus. Did they make a sequel?
Oh, you watched Oculus, two. T-O.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh.
No, I didn't watch Oculus 2 with the big number 2. No, this was a horror movie from like 2013, I think.
Okay, I'll watch that.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
It was good. I think it's on Prime, maybe, or something. Okay, what'd you watch?
I watched a horror movie called Saint Maud.
Oh, yeah.
That was very good. I really enjoyed it. I don't usually like religious horror, and I loved this one. I thought it was an interesting take on that subgenre. I recommend it. It's directed by a woman named Rose Glass. I think you'd like it.
I've wanted to watch it. I just haven't gotten to it yet.
I feel like you... I'm curious to know if you would like it, because you really like religious horror, and I don't. And this one I really liked, so I'm very curious to see... But I think you would like this take on that.
Right.
It was... I liked it.
I've wanted to see it, so...
It's good.
Yeah.
Definitely there were some moments in there that left me very creeped out.
Yeah.
And spooked out. So, yeah, I recommend it for sure. Not a whole lot else going on. Like I said, I have my work cut out for me for the next few weeks with this thing we're planning for the month of December. That's sort of been my main focus. So I've been like reading and watching stuff related to that. What'd you eat?
I mean, we had Vietnamese food tonight.
We did.
That was pretty exciting.
It was good.
Did we have something else this week? Oh, the desperation orange chicken.
Yeah, that was desperation.
On your part, well, I was more mine or less was desperate. Yours was a little more desperate. Mine was definitely desperate because I was hungry.
Yeah, but I had already eaten dinner, but my dinner wasn't good. So look, I ordered a second dinner.
Nothing is more reasonable to me than not having a satisfying dinner and needing a second dinner.
Dude.
If you don't have, it doesn't matter if you got flu in your stomach. You need the satisfaction.
I was so bummed out by that dinner.
Yeah.
It was such a bummer.
Yeah.
And I had to have something else after.
Yes. So that orange chicken is good. I haven't had it in a very long time.
Yeah.
Highly really recommend good. Fat Dragon in Silver Lake.
Yeah.
It's good. So yeah, that's all. I'm just saving up for next week. I'm going to try to keep it very, eat some vegetables and fruit the next few days.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been slacking. Like when I do my carbs, I'm using bread for my carbs. I need to get some vegetables.
Yeah.
And fruit.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Yeah. I've been in Thanksgiving mode for like 3 weeks now, let's be honest. But now I'm really in that mode. Cause I'm like, okay, I made my grocery list.
I need to do that too. I need to formalize what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of like, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do that.
No, I've been formalizing. I've been like conferring with my mother who's driving down.
I did confer with my niece today what pie she was making.
How many pies are you going to have?
Come on.
We have
a lot of people.
Right.
And I like variety.
You have more people attending than I'm going to have.
Oh, yeah. This will probably be like 20 plus people.
Yeah.
So I can have a lot of pies.
No, I'm having like two. I'm making two pies.
I mean, that's enough for your small group.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
I have. Right. Honestly, Desi. You look at you encouraging me.
I feel like you do need three.
Okay.
Because so, that's like you need like at least one piece of each.
Right.
And a pie is like 6 to 7 pieces. I mean, I guess if you do small.
But no, I don't do small pieces.
I don't do small pieces of pie. No, a pie. I think a pie is like 6 to 7 pieces.
Yeah.
Right?
I didn't even think of that. Because how many people? I'm going to have like 6 people.
Is it only 6?
Hold on. Okay, I just counted the people that are coming. It's 5 people for dinner. I didn't include myself. Oh, 6 yeah. people for dinner and possibly 2 coming for pie afterwards.
So that's 1 piece of pie each. And so that's 1 pie technically.
Yeah.
Also, you want leftovers.
I do want leftovers. Maybe I'll make a pecan too.
I feel like there's no harm in that.
Pecan's easy to make too.
It's very easy.
Yeah.
Also, pumpkin and pecan you can make the night before, like if you don't need to be stressed.
You can make those the night before, can't you?
Because they have to set.
Right.
Pumpkin has to set. So you have to either do it first thing in the morning or the night before. And pecan or pecan, I think you can also do the night before.
Yeah.
because those both have to cool and set. So you have to do them before the turkey. You can't put them in after the turkey.
No.
Like you can with an apple or fruit pie.
Right. That's a good point.
These need to be made in advance.
Well, I'm doing a big shopping thing with my mom on Wednesday and like cooking, pre-cooking.
Yeah. So anyway, I need to figure out, I have a few pies that people always want me to make. So that's sort of stressful.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I don't want to disappoint anyone who wants that pie.
Is it that cranberry one you make?
The cranberry one I make. Everyone wants that pie.
That is an inspired pie. Did you make that up yourself? No.
I switched the crust around.
The crust? Okay. Explain what it is.
It's a cranberry curd pie. So it's like key lime because it has lime juice in it, but it's also cranberry. So it's bright pink. Pinkish cranberry or cranberry. It's cranberry colored. And the crust is a ginger snap. So you do the butter and sugar, a little sugar, and crumble up ginger snap cookies and press it in. And then you can make really pretty decorations.
Yeah.
Like I kind of sugar coat cranberries and rosemary strands. So it looks really pretty too. But it tastes very tart, which is nice at Thanksgiving because everything is kind of umami. Do you know what I mean? Like the pumpkin and pecan. So to have this really tart dessert is kind of like refreshing.
Yeah.
The other thing that people really like that I make is I make a really good chocolate pecan pie. It's very good. Yeah. Very, very good recipe. But I want to make a non-pie dessert as well.
Really?
Yes. So I was like looking at things to do, like possibly like a brioche bread pudding type thing. Ooh. Or something. I just want something non-pie.
Did you see what Ina Garten posted today?
I did not.
She posted a roulade recipe.
Ooh.
For Thanksgiving it was like a pumpkin roulade with ginger cream filling.
Oh, I did see that.
It looks good.
I did see that.
I don't know. Roulade seems difficult to make.
They're not. I've made the Yule one before.
Really?
For Christmas. It's just hard to roll the jelly roll.
That's what I mean.
It's scary.
It's scary.
It's actually not as hard as it looks, but it is frightening. Mm-hmm. And you never want to, it's always just scary, I think. Unless maybe if you do it a bunch, it's not scary.
Yeah.
I like that, but I told you before I'm weird about ginger.
Yeah.
But I could control it.
I mean, you could make a different flavor filling. It could be whatever.
I think a cream cheese would be really good with pumpkin. So I'm thinking about it. I'm hoping something. I see something. I also want a different flavor in like kind of like how you're doing a chocolate.
Yeah,
like I kind of always want chocolate, but the chocolate pecan I have, I don't know, I just want something different that's non-pie. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So, but I haven't made my decision.
We will post all of our pictures from Thanksgiving on our personal Instagram pages.
Yes. I'm doing the homemade green bean casserole.
Oh yeah. I've never had that before.
It's so good.
I've never had any green bean casserole before.
Well,
but I would love to try yours.
This one's very good.
Yeah.
Cause it's like a homemade bechamel with mushrooms and green beans. And then I fry shallots.
Sounds so good.
It's really good. Very good. Yeah. We'll post pictures.
We will. We'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.